Our guest on the program is Josh Heyer, superintendent from the Ogden School District. Thanks for taking time to come in and join us.
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Oh, doing all right. You had a lengthy week last week with Thanksgiving. Ogden has a tendency to let the students out pretty much the whole week, but you got a lot of teacher learning going on during that time.
Yeah, that schedule or the calendar for the year, kind of something that I'm not familiar with, but actually now that I've lived it, I really appreciated it. So our teachers had Monday and Tuesday PD, no kids for the entire week. So families, if they wanted to take a fall or early winter break, they certainly could do that. And it allowed us to really focus on some professional development early in the week, getting our teachers out on Wednesday so they could spend some time with their families as well. So, yeah, overall, a great week.
You know, and that's one of the things, too, because when you're doing the professional development parts of it, everybody says, well, we get the early out Wednesdays and stuff. There's only so much you can do. Getting everybody together to work together, that's a lot more productive for your administrative team.
Yeah, we value both, Jim. Yeah. But with that being said, I think it was really important for us to come together for 8 hours of learning on Monday and Tuesday. And it really allowed us to bring in an expert. We had Dr. Buddy Berry.
Cool.
He's a superintendent from Kentucky, and he is leading some work with some authentic learning, personalized learning. And we were able to utilize the Leonard Good Community Center. We brought everybody together, and it was just nice for our staff to be together in one location, hearing one keynote, and then be able to really think about how is that going to apply to their classroom, as well as how is it going to move the needle for their instruction moving forward.
Sure. So when you talk about authentic learning, and I know a lot of people will go, what does that mean? Now, for educators, we know, and some have differing opinions on it, but for the Ogden District, how are you using authentic learning?
So it's just something that we're starting to really kind of dabble with, and I think it's important that we're still teaching those foundational skills, but then after we have those foundational skills, it's the application of those skills. So we're really looking at making those connections and having kids doing their learning. So really, we really kind of looked at just subtle shifts that you can make with your instruction to make it a little more personal, more relevant. I guess it would be real world experience
sure.
for them.
One of the challenges, since you've done it, it's you learn all of these things. You learn how to read, you learn how to write, and you learn your math. Now, how are you going to use that?
Yes, and that's really what Dr. Berry and what we talked about a lot last week was just the usage of those skills and how can you create those authentic learning experiences within your classroom after you have taught the foundational.
And it takes also, I'm sure, because you get your staff, when they start brainstorming, as most staff will, then they'll go, now, how do we collaborate on this? How do we work to go from one class to the other, one to the other, and how do we make them tie together? That's why having a bigger group together, that's where you get lay some groundwork for some of the steps you can work on.
Correct. And now that we have that foundation and everybody hears that common language, now we can utilize those Wednesday early releases, and then we can start that collaborative process. So you have a social studies teacher and it says, hey, I have this idea, and then maybe they can work with the literacy teacher, and then in partnership, they can bring that learning to life.
How do we get it? And collaborative effort, and all of the students are learning and learning how to apply what they've learned.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I do know, again, obviously, when you guys met, it was prior to canvas of election results, but the election had been held. You had three board members up. You had eight candidates running for those. I know that was, you're going, wow, that's a crowd. But eight candidates for Ogden School Board. A couple of the incumbents come back, and you do have a new member.
I do. Yeah. So first off, I would just want to say when we had those eight candidates, I viewed it as how much people really supported the school and wanted a vested interest in it, helping and support and grow. We did have two incumbents come back, and that would be Matt Van Sickle and Pete Thompson. They will be returning us. And then Mr. Earl Taylor was elected, and he will be joining us on December 11th.
I'm going to say it had pretty good turnout. It had a close election. It was a close election.
It was a very close election. I look back at some previous results, and I think this was the double the amount of votes that we received in the last two or three elections. So a high level of interest in the community.
All right. So now the process will be bringing Earl on as the new board member. Lita Burton has served, and she'll be coming off. Finished fourth in all of the polling in that. But process in December, you'll do what? The retiring board meets, and then the organizational session after that?
Yeah, on December 11th, we'll have our regular board meeting, and we'll do our normal business, and then we will adjourn that meeting, and then we will have an organizational meeting, and at that time, Earl Taylor will be joining us and be sworn in.
You do have the a public hearing at that meeting, too, because some of the, finances, using some of the finance. Now, for business people at the schools, they know how this works, and it is an opportunity where the state said, okay, now your allocated funds, you can make a little use and shift some of those dollars. It's a small amount, what, about $10,000?
We did $10,000.
Yeah.
Correct.
So it's...
Yeah. What that is that we have categorical funds, and we basically, it's buckets of money that are allocated towards certain things. And our legislation has given us some freedom. It's called the flexibility. But with that flexibility, it just needs to have a public hearing. So we'll have that public hearing on the 11th to be able to flex those funds out of those buckets into our general account.
It's not a massive amount, but you got to follow the steps to do that, too.
Correct.
So one thing that happened after the election, and after you guys had your right before Thanksgiving break, it was School Board Association. You went to those meetings, and I think Earl went with you, too.
Correct. So I believe in early November every year, the Iowa School Board Association comes together, and they have their convention for all superintendents and school board members across the state of Iowa. And I, with Earl coming on board, I felt like it was a great opportunity for us to learn together.
Just roll them right into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of like, whoa, that could be a little overwhelming.
Yeah, I think it was, but it was really good learning. So Earl and I went down to Des Moines, and we went to the convention center, and we went to two keynote sessions. One of them was roles and responsibilities of a school board member, and then in the afternoon we did school finance 101. With school finance, there is a lot of information, so I think it's just the more that you can hear it, it starts to finally start to soak in.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'm still stuck on spending authority. I make it that far, and I go, most people, when they start talking school finance, their eyes kind of glaze over because there's just so many things. You got to have good business people to.
We are blessed to have an excellent school board, SBO, Melissa Atwell. And she does a great job for us.
Keeping track and following through. Yeah. And they got new things that'll be coming up too. Yeah. It's so exciting. But again, it's all about having that authority. You may have the dollars, but you may not be able to spend them.
Correct. So, yeah. And some people just don't understand. And that's really hard to get that message across. Yep.
So one of the other things that we had talked about before is you wanted to start moving ahead with the strategic plan, and you have been working on that. That's been coming forward. We knew it wasn't going to be an overnight process, and by no means is it going to be done very soon. It's going to be into next year while you're working on this. This is a major a piece that you want to have in place to build off of.
I do. And yeah, so since our last meeting conversation that we had, our board had approved it. And then I went back and I started to create a timeline. The company that we went with was called Teamworks. And they really identified like 7 or 8 critical meetings that need to happen so that you're listening to all your stakeholders, mm-hmm. getting that information, and then creating that vision. And what I did then is I back mapped that out so that we would be able to be done around the April time frame. And I think that's important because we're going to be doing a lot of hiring. We're going to be figuring out our finances for next year. And just everything will then be able to look and say, okay, does that align to our strategic plan, our vision on how we want to move forward? So
that's about the time frame where you start setting board and district goals and things like that.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. You're exactly right. So yeah, we'll be kicking that off though. We're going to have a work session on December 14th. Where Teamworks is going to come down and talk to our school board about that entire process. And then January 2nd, our staff is back, but students don't come back until January 3rd. And we're going to really use that day for some critical learning and getting some input and voices from a number of people.
Okay. Busy.
It is busy, but it's going to be good and exciting work. I'm really, really looking forward to the end product.
Yeah. And again, it's something, as you had said before, it's a working document. Basically, it gives you a lot of flexibility going forward to, again, plan. And the board gives the board and district a lot
of direction. It gives everybody within the Ogden Community Schools kind of that. We've used a lot of different analogies, but that northern star, that compass, whatever you want to call, so that everybody is rowing in that same direction and everybody understands these are the things that we value. These are the desired daily experiences that we're striving for. And then when we look at our resource allocation, professional development, all of those things are aligned tightly so that we can accomplish those goals.
So did we have did the FAA take FFA? Did they go to Indianapolis, or is that coming up?
They did go to Nationals. Yeah. Yep, and I believe they had a great experience. I thought they maybe got third. I don't recall for sure, but they had gone out there.
Next board meeting, the board's going to find out.
Yes, they
we
will.
Know that it'll be that. Some of the other things that that did come up, I know you're moving forward with a track resurfacing project. That's folks, it does come up, and you do have to take care of those facilities. So
yes,
it's one of those in there. So.
We have great facilities, and there's always that upkeep. And just making sure that we're being intentional. I think that we knew that we were going to have to resurface every 8 to 9 years. So we are just actually allocating pebble and making sure that we are putting those dollars away so that when it comes up, we have all those dollars and we can do that.
We got to keep the blue oval.
Absolutely.
We have to.
And make sure everybody knows we are going with blue.
So it's not changing.
It is not changing.
Fisher Tracks, a good bit, about, what, $130,000. But again, that's what it takes to preserve and keep those operations.
Correct.
Have those in place like you got them. So that'll be a project, what, this summer?
Huh? Yeah, we are tentatively planning the month of July. Okay. We reached out to them, and I think we're on their books to get that done. And then we're hoping to make sure that it's done before August 1 when we're going to be kicking off our football season.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on for activities for students, because, yes, we are transitioning now into our wintertime things, and things are picking up right away. We've already got a lot of practices going on using, my guess is probably both gyms getting a lot of use.
There's a lot going on right now between our junior high activities as well as our JV and varsity. Yeah. With the wrestling season, we got our boys and girls program going, and then boys and girls basketball as well. Our girls basketball played last week, Grandview Christian, I believe it was. We went down there and got our first W. And then, honestly, we're just kicking everything off this week. I think our girls are traveling for a wrestling meet this week. Boys are hosting tomorrow. Tonight, actually.
Tonight?
Yeah, tonight. Okay. So there's just a lot going on for us.
Here we go. It's, before you know it, yeah. Then they'll start talking tournament time for you. We got a lot to go to get there, though. That's a bit. What's some of the other things that you guys have been working on there? Because it gets a little relatively quiet this time of the year. For Ogden, does your semester end on the holiday break?
We do. Yeah. So I believe our last day of school is December 21st, and we will wrap up that first semester before going back, before going into our winter break. Previous districts I've worked in, you take that 2 week break and then you come back for a week and a half. Yeah.
So this is going to be your first time doing this.
It will be. Yeah. But honestly, I think it just makes a lot of sense to wrap up that learning and come back and be ready to go for that second semester.
You give that, you don't have to come back and try to get everybody back in the groove to wrap up that first. That's always a challenge. That's one of those always debated issues out there. Do we do it before or after?
After, absolutely. And, you know, it'd be nice if we had a little bit of flexibility to start that school year so that we could have some balanced semesters, but it is what it is.
So we work with what we've got, too.
Yep.
Let's see. So next real meeting coming up for you guys is going to be on the 11th, and that'll be the regular board meeting. And then, as you said, what, a work session on the 14th?
On the 14th, then. Yeah, so we'll have a busy week that week.
Okay. Other activities that are going on, I should have asked. Are there some other things, or most everything else? I mean, we wrapped up, really, the fall, and you know, everything came together pretty well.
You know, really, we're just kind of in that really good routine right now. You know, we're just coming in and getting some critical learning done for our students, and activities are going on. And honestly, we're just in a really good place. I guess overall, I would maybe say that we do have a elementary winter concert next week. So excited to be able to see our kids perform on the 7th. That will be taking place.
So have you had some test results? Because this is about the time of the year people start asking about some of those test results. And what are we looking at? What kinds of things have we seen? And have we brought forth information for the board on that?
Yeah, we have not brought anything to the board. I know that the elementary, middle school, we're doing some of that benchmarking and testing and making sure that our kids are making adequate years' growth and progress. You know, our biggest measuring stick, I guess, would be the Iowa school profile, which is a lot of different things that are brought together. And ultimately, then that is, we get those results a year, a lag.
Yeah.
So we actually just got the Iowa school profile for the 22-23 school year. We got that in October.
Yeah. And so you start looking at those and trying to compare to other classes, and you got to remember that these now are here, and here's what these students have accomplished. And
correct.
But the numbers have all looked pretty good for the district. I think you've had some pretty positive results for the district on what you've been able to obtain.
This last year, overall, our growth that we had at the middle school and high school level were great. And then, honestly, our elementary continues to do wonderful things. Mm-hmm. And our numbers stayed up there where we're competitive.
You always like to see improvements again, and there are certain levels where you top out, but you always like to see that improvement going forward.
Continual improvement. That's the way we're always looking at how do we continue to get better.
All right. Josh Heyer has been our guest on our program today. Once again, a superintendent for the Ogden District. So let's talk one thing that will be coming up, obviously, winter weather. I'm pretty sure you keep in pretty close tabs with Denny and everything. What are the roads like and what's happening?
Absolutely. Yeah, so, Denny Green is our transportation director. Denny Good. And I'll just be continually in contact with Denny and, you know, reaching out to a couple other superintendents locally and seeing what they're making. And hopefully we will get through at least the winter break before we have to have any delays.
But like for all districts, you guys are working on hours, so you've got plenty that you can work around, and I'm sure that's important.
Yeah, right now I think that 1,080, I think we got a couple 2 or 3 day cushion in there as far as hours, so we're in a pretty good place.
If it only does it just on weekends.
Wishful thinking, Jim.
I know. We'll see how it goes. Do you want to thank you for taking time to come and visit with us? Keep us updated what's going on. And again, for the Ogden School Board, next regular meeting coming up on the 11th. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Have a great day.